Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting live on dreamvision7radio.com and 1510 AM Sports Radio Boston. You are tuned to the Gayastar Crystal Radio Hour, where creative improvisation meets technical innovation. Featuring your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Robert Sherwood, and Craig Harris. Recorded live in the foothills of the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment. This is Miriam Massaro of the Gayastar Crystal Radio Hour. We're excited to present this special show with Craig Harris and Robert Sherwood and me. And we're going to be excited to introduce our latest album, Who We Are, produced on Applehead Sony. And I'd like to turn it over to Craig, who has a lot of wonderful things to say.
In the background is a tune that opens the album. The album is entitled Who We Are, and let me briefly explain how we got that title. Miriam and I were speaking, and our music is not about all the things that Western music is usually about. It's about spirit. It's about groove. It's about musicians listening to each other and responding in equal imagination and creativity. It's about giving breath and life to wonderfully written lyrics by Miriam. Miriam is an incredible, incredible performer, and she'll talk to you about that. Let me pass this microphone over to Miriam, and she'll tell you a little bit of the background of where she's come from musically and spiritually and groove-wise. We'll have a lot of fun this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much, Craig. Doesn't he have a great radio voice? Wow. Wow, yeah, that's a long story. However, the music is always coming. Oh, I hear it all the time and have for my whole life. I always would sing outside when I was walking with my dog and look up and see the beauty of nature and just make up songs. You know, when you do that when you're little, you make up songs, and then when you grow up you think you have to learn other people's songs, and I just never did that very well. I always wanted to write my own and just create at the moment. And a few years back I finally figured out how to play the guitar. I'm left-handed, and everybody would hand me their right-handed guitars, and it just took me a while to figure out, well, I just got to teach myself how to play right-handed. Now, of course, Bob doesn't. He plays anything, and he plays it upside down, left-handed, so he's the master of that. But one of the days that I ended up playing music, I was outside, and I just started singing really loud and realized, well, I think I'm ready to be able to sing in public and share my prayers and my inspired spiritual connection to the earth with other people. And it led me to having sweat lodges here, having huge ceremonial fires. I journeyed to South America and North America, visiting different native traditions. I'm an herbalist from many years ago. I have a successful herb business called Wise Ways Herbals. It's 28 years old next month. And the study of plants, It's really like the study of the sound of the earth, really. She's singing, and we're healing, and we're eating, and we're touching all of the beauty of this earth all the time. And I just raised my voice to that. And I love to play different instruments, and picked up the dulcimer, and most recently figured out how to play the sitar. And I really owe a lot of my probably most immediate presence to Robert Sherwood, who I met about 4 or 5 years ago, I think. And he came to work for me as an IT technician for Wise Ways Herbals. And once I read his resume, I knew that that was really who I wanted to get to know more. And eventually that's what happened. We created this fantastic first track, and it was so good. We decided, well, let's just keep working together. and started just making music, fixing up the studio, get the piano always in tune, and Darman Midget, who's been my partner. We've had a lot of wonderful experiences making all sorts of different music with the huge collection of instruments that we do have here. And one thing led to another, and we have many different albums. I made an album just for the screenplay that I had started called The Gaia Star Crystal, Awakening the Tribes of Light. And that was my first CD, and it was produced at Brian Johnson's studio in Northampton. And that was so much fun. I was like, yeah, I just love recording. I love singing. And I remember Deborah contacted me from the radio show, and she asked me at first, and I thought, well, I don't know. I don't know if I could figure out that and make a show and everything. But I said, I'll think about it. And one day, which happens to me a lot, I get an insight. It's just all of a sudden, it's like an idea pops into my head, and it's just like this total revelation, like, oh, okay, now I'm ready to do the radio show. So I called her, and she was very generous and excited and said, sure, go ahead. So we started our show in January of 2012, and what we just did was we just started recording whatever happened that day. And many times we'd start with songs, and then eventually we'd evolve into a great improv. And Craig came up with this idea to have this collection of all of the most interesting tracks that he thought was at the moment great. And it was funny, we kept thinking the album was done, and then in the meantime we're still making the radio show songs, and he kept changing what he was going to put on it, and it started getting really current. So it's a collection from years ago, a couple years ago, and all the way up to even just maybe 2 weeks ago. So
the album came out on November 20th, but it, up until the final ticking of the clock, it was constantly a change of trying to see, you know, because the music itself is about evolving, it's about growing, it's about breathing, and you don't stay stagnant in things that you did a year ago or 2 years ago. You see how far you've grown, and this is the latest step in what we've done.
So, how about you, Bob?
Well, I'm the guy that every special band has that you just wind up and kind of stick in the corner. I mean, isn't that kind of what I do? I like to make decisions musically. I'm the guy, I'm sort of the George Martin, you know, where if we're looking to do something green, you know, we're looking to do something that reflects summer. We're trying to do something that reflects mist. Or what is that actually? How is that sort of empirically reduced into musical terms? You know, is that a minor 7 flat 5? Is that a? But I like to make decisions. That's how I've evolved in this process.
It's pretty amazing. We do this hour-long radio show, and each week we do an hour of original new music. There's a magic that's always been ever since we got together at that swimming pool.
conference.
It's not something that you can, as a human being, have the capacity to even address consciously. Mm-hmm. It's more of a matter of letting yourself be surrendered to the muses and letting them propel you and having the trust to keep going.
Yeah.
It's music rather than saying we're going to do this, or this. And
yeah.
This track has a refrain, who are you?
Yeah.
And I was saying that people are going to think that this might be the title track, but it's really two different visions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's fun is, especially with Bob, Bob will take my two or three chords in my mind that all just made me start humming, and honestly, he literally hits the red button, and he walks over to the piano, and he gets it instantly where to go. And it's so full and rich. I feel so, like, it's the ultimate creative palette to have musicians that can go exactly where you thought you wanted to go, but maybe didn't have the exact ways to create it at that moment, but it's in your mind, or it's in your heart, or it's so passionate. Like, we do sing when things happen in the world. We're very current affairs kind of music, because whatever was going on out there affects us inside. And so we carry that passion. Damron Midget, he's the co-founder of the Luthiers Co-op in East Hampton, Mass., a very popular musical venue, nightclub right now. I met him in 2007, and he had this amazing collection of hours and hours of music on his little, what do you call that thing, the iPod or whatever it was. Yeah, and I was so impressed by it. It was like 15 hours of music. And then we ended up connecting, and I saw all the instruments that he had, and I just thank him for the inspired musical instruments that he's given me over the years. And this one, this song, I'm playing the harp, and it's a Celtic harp, and he found it on Craigslist, but as it turned out, it was something that was really reasonable, so we went and checked it out, and he brought it home, and it's actually the second one I've had from him. And yes, it's a upbeat, mystical, evocative music when you play the harp. It instantly puts you in this ethereal thought process. So we're singing about how much beauty there is and gratitude of everything that I'm looking at outside or inside.
Yeah, I was thinking of jazz drummers like Elvin Jones when we were playing this one. Just very tasty, but very... I had a very strong turning point years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Went to a jazz club. It was downstairs. It was a wonderful, wonderful all-star show in a very small space. And the drummer was a guy named Steve Smith, who's one of the great jazz drummers. And every measure of music he approached differently. And I so fell in love with that kind of playing. But we're not playing jazz. So it's real. I really am turned on by playing something that is inspired by jazz or by Tuvan throat singing, mm-hmm. and adapted to something that's mm-hmm. totally not from that genre. Mm-hmm. It makes it a real mixing pot of different kinds of sounds and gives it an ethnic feel that gives us a certain kind of strength. Mm-hmm.
The Gayestar Crystal Radio Hour is sponsored by Wiseways Herbals. Founded in 1988 by Mary Massaro to create natural products for well-being, Wiseways is now distributed internationally and celebrates over 27 years of producing quality, handmade body care and medicinal products, including salves, creams, and powders, bath crystals, women's healthcare specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, and hair and pet care. Wiseways Herbals blends organically grown and wild-gathered herbs with pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
Now this second cut started off instrumentally. I believe it was Gino playing the kalimba, and I moved over to the congas on this one. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, one of my favorite instruments that I picked up a few years back was a baritone ukulele, and it's so much fun. It's easy to travel with, and so I always find my way with upbeat, lilty kind of energy when I play that instrument. So that's what we started with. What I love about Monday Radio Show is the weather really does affect the way you live your life. And so sometimes when it's stormy and misty and wind is blowing everything all over the place, we'll have a whole different kind of energetic, vibratory essence of what we sing and play.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why the album went through so much evolution is it originally started with one of the real bright, energetic, full band productions that we did in the Musical Review show. And I decided to, rather than that, to have the opening instrumental be like sort of like a come on, very quietly, just a wiggle of the finger, just come this way, and then this comes on afterwards, and it's much more uplifting and joyous. Mm-hmm. So the contrast between the two. Part of the rhythmic sense of a lot of what we do comes from, I started off as playing drum sets, and even when I'm playing hand drums, I'm using my right and left feet as though they are the bass drum or a hi-hat. And when feet move to music, you've got dance. And when music is danced rather than clumped down, or the rhythm is danced rather than clumped down, you get this uplifting and a joy that works tremendously well with Bob's piano playing and whatever you do.
Yeah.
So this is an amazing, amazing, fun cut.
One of the reasons it works so well, Craig, with me is that you're talking about using your congas as a trap kit, and I play the piano like left hand is bass and right hand is guitar.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of the same kind of visualization. I always try to get a figure going in the right hand that stays constant, that's almost minimalist, that's really repetitive and circular, and use the left hand to recontextualize it. You know, the way a band would, the way like U2 would.
You know, the third cut is Raga. I love Raga. I love that piece. It's the only track that remains from when Tom Fair was playing guitar. And he had a very sort of archaic British influence kind of twist to what he was doing. And he was using some kind of effects on when he recorded this. But it's almost an acoustic Pink Floyd kind of space. There are two extreme styles of improvisation. One style is represented by the Grateful Dead, and it's very blues-oriented. And then there's this other style that comes more from a folkier or classic space. The Pink Floyd-ish rather than the Grateful Dead-ish. And this is much closer to that atmospheric smorgasbord of that Pink Floyd would have.
Yeah, and I had forgotten how this song came to me, but it's actually a perfect example of how music does appear to me. I was on my way home. I was driving with Aixa, and we were coming back from my farm that I had in upstate New York for a while, and it was called Eagle Bay Sanctuary, and it was right on the Black River Bay in Lake Ontario, and it was a beautiful, incredible piece of land to go up and have fun and do ceremonies and just be in the midst of the water energy. And we had gone up there for a visit, and we were coming back, and it was at night, and it was the day that we had heard that it was an astrological phenomenon that was going on that day. And at, say, 8 o'clock at night, we were supposed to meditate to connect with this star alignment. But as I was driving, I was thinking, I'm not going to pull over, and I don't have time to meditate. I'm on my way home, and I want to get home, and all those things going through my mind. And so, but as we got, like, 5 of 8, we were like, okay, now we're going to pull over. So I pulled over, and I said, okay, what is this moment about? How do I connect to this essence of this life right and now? And I heard this song, Starry. And it was a very, very high-pitched, melodic tone. And I ended up having the blessing to go to Maui the next winter. And when I was there, I met this man. He was a violin player, and he was so good. And I said, oh, wow, maybe you could play this thing for me. And so I sang it to him. I'm standing outside looking at the ocean, and he gets his violin, and he's like, and it was perfect. And I thought, oh, wow, that's amazing. I got to hear a violin song in my mind. And it's really been the progression over all these years. It's like how you hear the melody. Is it, what is it? What makes us hear music? So I want to just let that out.
Yeah, anybody can like write down a bunch of chords, but melody is, how do you write melody? You know, it's pure inspiration.
You breathe melody. I often talk about how I don't play the drums or approach the drums rhythmically, although rhythm is inherent to what playing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I play those notes. I think of the notes. I don't think of the ostinatos or the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking yesterday, in fact, I mentioned it on the drive home, that I can't even sit and play straight ostinatos. I get bored after a couple measures, and I try to think of it some other rhythmic way to make the same. And that's another thing that we do that just gives the music life. The fourth cut is one of the strangest cuts, possibly because it was part of a longer, extended piece.
I want some information all about the Queen. I would like some information about the Queen. I'd like to know her location. Do you know where the Queen's? Do you know where she is? No, I don't know. We better go look for her. She looks so beautiful with her crown and her beautiful flowing dress, with her long hair touching the ground. Oh, beautiful queen.
Where have you been? Talking with Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and I'm Craig Harris of the Gaia Star Band, and we're speaking about our new album, Who We Are, on Applehead Sony. And this song is all about the Queen. Who was the Queen? What was the Queen?
Well, thank you, Craig. Yeah. You know, when you have dreams and you try to write them down and you think about them throughout the day, and sometimes you might even not remember anything about it, except someone might say something later on and you go, oh, wow, I had a dream like that. Well, that's how I started remembering music, is I would bring back the the melody in my mind where I was. And I've been training myself to really hold on to it. And this is one of those experiences where I dreamed this whole experience. And there's this huge storm that comes up. And she's living in the castle. And she gets beckoned by the storm spirit. And she opens the door and goes out into the forest by herself. And in the morning, they can't find her. She's gone. They're a beautiful queen. So they're looking for her. And then there's actually part two, which you don't have on this album.
Next album.
Yeah. So I'll leave it at that.
What about the queen? This is also one of the tunes in which Gino plays. And he's someone we've met who's come from Rhode Island and an amazing flute player, which on future albums, there are some tracks, but also a great mandolin player. Mm-hmm. I think he's a piano tuner.
Yes.
By trade.
Yeah, he plays a mean piano, too.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him play piano, but really fine musician. Where did he come from, and how did he get involved in this?
Well, I was over at this beautiful business venture I created called Singing Bridge Performing Arts Lodge, which is in West Cummington, just 9 miles from here. And it's an old house. And there was a woman that she had answered an ad. I was looking for some farm help or caretaking help here in my other place, Diana. And she ended up moving into Singing Bridge for this part of the summer. And she decides to have a tag sale. She was a tag sale queen. And she posted this event at the creamery. And Gino's daughter, she had come up for a visit with her husband, and they saw this poster. So they came to visit. And Diana says, "Oh, you have to meet Miriam. She's over there." And I was watering the plants on the river that is this beautiful river, Wasfield River, and we created these flower boxes. So I came back over and met this wonderful couple, and they're from Rhode Island, and they're young and creative and have a couple kids. And they said, "You know, you should meet my dad. Yeah, he's a great musician." Yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, sure. Well, a couple weeks later, he shows up. Yeah, we were real glad we met. He came for to come and play with us, and he stayed for the radio show, and yeah, he's an inspiration to play with.
Yeah, he has music very deep in his DNA. He's one of those guys.
And he also plays on the next track, which is Currency. It almost sounds like it's part of the Queen trilogy, and I don't remember.
Well, actually, Gino's come up, I think, maybe 2 or 3 times, and one time he came up with his girlfriend. And what's funny is the way that he met his girlfriend is she's the mother of his daughter's husband. Is that right? Yeah. So that's how they met. I don't know. It's a long story. But anyway. So we were laughing, thinking about, gosh, isn't that funny? Your daughter or your son meets somebody, and then you end up falling in love with the father. I mean, what a great story.
Cool. What are the odds of that?
That's very nice. We were laughing, and she says, yeah, you know, as you get older, it's really about... It's about the currency that you bring to a relationship. That's what really matters. Like, it's not what you do, it's how do you do it? How do you live your life? How current are you in all of the parts of you that you want to shine? And that's what draws you to each other, and that's what makes the relationship last. And I thought, you know, that's a great song. Can we sing about that right now? And she just looked at me, yeah, sure. So we just turned around and hit the red button, and there we went. Ooh, yeah. Hello. You and I have our own melody.
Thinking of jazz drummers like Elvin Jones when we were playing this one. Mm-hmm. Just very tasty, but very... I had a very strong turning point years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Went to a jazz club. It was downstairs. It was a wonderful, wonderful all-star show in a very small space. And the drummer was a guy named Steve Smith, who's one of the great jazz drummers. And every measure of music he approached differently. And I so fell in love mm-hmm. with that kind of playing. But we're not playing jazz. So it's real. I really am turned on by playing something that is inspired by jazz or by Tuvan throat singing mm-hmm. and adapted to something that's mm-hmm. totally not from that genre. Mm-hmm. It makes it a real mixing pot of different kinds of sounds and gives it an ethnic feel that gives us a certain kind of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But this one, I've just thought of the jazz drummers.
Singing. Rise away and heal yourselves deep within your souls. Arise awake and heal yourselves deep within your mind. You know it's time, you know it's time to gather together, to stand united in peaceful union, sharing your lives as one, sharing your lives as one, yeah. Together. Expressing love and feel it as one, yeah. So gather in the beauty, gather in the love, gather together, oh yeah.
This song is one of the ones that to me have a lot of American Indian connections, and that to me is very important. You know, I have the book coming out in May, Heartbeat, Warble, and the Electric Powwow, which is the story of American Indian music. And those rhythms and the spirit of that music is something that resonates very strongly with me. I get into the book about my own ethnicity, which we'll talk about some other time. But in my playing, more connected to that kind of tradition than I am to the traditional Latin or African type of drumming. This one has a real connection. What's the influence of American Indian on your work?
Well, I always was drawn to the tribal sound, the heartbeat played through the drum. It just resonates, and it's easy to move your feet to that solid, stable passion that you find with us with that drum. And in 1999, I had already done a sweat lodge earlier, but I met this man named Carl Bighart, and his sweat lodge was so healing for me in many ways. I had a difficult relationship issues, and when I went in there, the sound of this drum just throbbing inside the womb of this Mother Earth was comforting, and I felt like I was back inside my mother. And I really felt how warm and supportive and nurtured I was. And that there were all these people in there, and they all had the same wounds. They all felt issues, and everything was in our tissues, and yet that drum just kept pushing it all out and into the fire and into the sweat lodge. And yeah, you know, these traditions just woke me up. And so I came out of there like, okay, I'm going to follow this path. I'm going to figure this out. And it took me on a 10-year journey, meeting medicine men, medicine women, sweat lodge leaders, Vision Quest leaders, Sundance leaders. And it made me even, I got inspired, I made teepees, and all of a sudden there I had this giant teepee community growing on my front lawn. I still have the poles that are up there. It's like this dynamic way of communicating with the essence of the Mother Earth in such a deeply spiritual way. That is what the native drumming is. They're just hearing and seeing and feeling and being in gratitude to who is she? Who are we? We're her sons and daughters of this Mother Earth. And so that's how my path came into this music. And in the ceremonies that I would attend, you're always asked to sing, and you hold the drum. It's passed around. It's passed around all night. And when you get your turn to sing, a lot of people just, they get frozen, and they'll just pass the drum real quick. But when I got my turn, I just like let my voice out, and I found myself being so excited and healed and supported and nurtured by singing these long and amazing, incredible, powerful songs. That's why every once in a while you'll hear my voice go back into these sort of like sounds of the world rather than real words. It's the sounds of the melodies, and those are a lot of ancient verbalization, I guess that's what we want to call it. There's probably some language that it is in some remote part, because I can hear that. So when I found that journey, it was easy. And eventually I became a medicine healer and would lead sweat lodges, and I'd take that drum in there. And it actually led me to Australia and Colombia and Peru, Texas and California. And I'd get to go in those lodges and come back out, and there'd be 60, 70, 80 women all listening to that drum and all going through amazing, incredible, power, passionate ways of healing themselves. Some of them life-changing themselves. They'd come out and they would never do what they did after that. And that's strong medicine. And that's what it is. It's medicine. It's free. The sound of the drum is the medicine of healing our bodies, and it's healing our minds, and it's healing each other. Yeah.
I can imagine someone in a ballroom dancing the old style to People Dance.
It's funny, when we did the recent, we did a little blurb for, to advertise the album on the radio show, and this is what we used for the bed. It was so it was so clear, especially that first vocal of yours. That, it's like laying the text that we had recorded, matching it to the bed. The whole thing was just like, okay, just make sure you leave that one, that opening vocal, soaring, you know, with nothing on top of it. It's so great.
And your flute playing has just grown immensely. So beautiful.
Yeah, it's really a highlight. It's such a highlight of the show, Miriam's native flute.
And that's important, because very early on, we had a flute player who we lost, David Morningstar, 2 years ago, who when you play, you embellish his legacy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the flute was something I always wanted to carry, some instant instrument when I was traveling. So I found the recorder, and that was really fun to play for a long time. I always had all these recorders, and I ended up, even in California, one time I went for a hike, and there were these rattlesnakes. And I was lucky, though. I had my little flute, and I played. My dogs had made them really angry, and everybody would think, oh my God, run! And I was like, no, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to calm them down. So I would sit and I played the recorder to the rattlesnake, and it really did. It just relaxed and just like appreciated what I did for it, because it was really mad at the dogs. And then I realized that, oh yeah, it's just the air. It's what we say. It's what we sing. It's how we speak. That's our way of walking in this world. And the flute kind of takes you off into the next realm. And there's not a lot going on up there in the flute's realm. So the mind listens to it and thinks, oh, that's nice. Yeah. And of course, a lot of times I buy instruments, or someone will give me an instrument, I don't even know how to play it. And so what I do is I carry it around, and then when no one's looking, no one's with me, then I'll try it, and I'll do it over and over and over again until the song comes in. And one of the discoveries I had was, take the flute and let it lay next to you, and so you could sleep with it, and then when you wake up, you have this way of feeling like you've been bonded together with this piece of wood. And one of the things that happens is, one time the harp was sitting there, and I heard this voice talking to me. And she's like, look, don't walk by me. I can only be a harp if you play me. I was like, oh, right. I'm sorry. So now every time I walk by her, I always play her. And that's the way the flute is, too, or the piano or the guitar. It's like it's always asking for us to let it be out.
That's funny. Your presence is required for their identity to exist. Yeah, that's funny. That's a funny thing about instruments. Yeah. All the most beautifully engineered things in the world, whether human made or natural, they beg to fulfill their function. Yeah.
Spirit, groove, and musical virtuosity. That's the Gayest Star Band, hosts of the Gayest Star Crystal Radio Hour. Now the finest moments of Miriam Massaro, Robert Sherwood, Craig Harris, and their special guests can be enjoyed again and again on their new CD, Who We Are. This is true collaboration, master musicians listening to one another, responding with sensitivity and warmth. Music for mind expansion, rejuvenation, and uplifted spirit. That's the Gayest Star Band's new CD, Who We Are, available on Applehead Sony. It's about
Actually, he was a little boy for a while. He was growing up along the beaches and the ports. And his mother was Rose Marina. Yes, they lived along the shores of Maine, making ends meet.
Listening to the new album by the Gaia Star Band, Who We Are, on Applehead, Sony, and talking about the fun. This is, was a great way to close this album, Ezekiel and the Yellow Boots.
Chocolate, as Craig said.
Or Chocolate.
Yeah.
It just came out of brainstorming and playing around with music and turned into an amazing adventure. How much of this did you have before we played it?
Well, I had a dream. Well, actually, sometimes what happens is when I'm just about waking up, it's that last little moment that you're still over on the other side. Somebody, I think, whispers in my head. And they're like, here, give her this. She can take this back to her living world, her life. And it's really that way with me. I have this wonderful connection up there. Mm-hmm. And I really love where I go and my dreams been, and people and the things that I get to experience. And then when I bring it back, sometimes it's just one word or two. And this one was Yellow Boots. And I thought, what? You want me to sing a song about yellow boots? And I thought, all right, yeah. I will not question you anymore. I've learned over the years is your spirit, your intuition gives you things that we really should not filter, and that we let ourselves trust that whatever we hear is why we're hearing it. It's for us, and for some reason. We don't know what the reason is. And so we just have to let that part of our reasoning mind go away so we can receive the creativity that we might be getting from that one word. And so this is what happened. And, of course, everyone loves chocolate. And I love the coast of Maine. So, anyway. Yes, it's fun to make up stories.
Miriam, you're a master storyteller. We always have, at least every episode, there's like some tale. And the characters are so off the wall, it's hard to believe, like, they aren't like children's stories, you know? Like, sometimes the characters are animals, and it's like events that happen in nature, you know? Or sometimes it's a place like this. Like, this is... The evocativeness of this is very thick because the coast of Maine in the whaling era, very fertile time, you know, and all this trade and all these people interacting. And I always hear a lot of metaphor in your stories.
Yeah.
You know, like chocolate is a very specific thing, but it could mean different things.
Well, it was me who came up with that chocolate. It could have been anything, and I just said it off the wall, as I sometimes do, and it became chocolate. But it could have been pizzas or
well, because he didn't want to. His father and him, they didn't really take to lobstering, but they liked being on the boats. So we were like, well, what could we? What would their commodity have been back then at the turn of the century that you'd have to go all the way to South America to get it?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And it's great too because you've got some very early proto animal activists here.
Oh yes.
You know, they're not doing the whaling, they're not doing the lobstering.
And yeah, they're doing the chocolating.
Doing the chocolating. Yeah. And the names are great too. There's some great, you always have some really good names. Like we got Ezekiel and what's his father's name? Ebenezer. And
I think,
and then there's the woman. Is it the young girl who has it for Ezekiel? She has a. There's a couple other names too, and one of them I don't remember. I was laughing because you were basically coming up with it as it came out of your mouth. You were like, and then there was Philodomina.
So awesome. Oh, you channeled that story.
Yeah,
it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end, which we won't even. Or even hint at, but it's worth finding the album Who We Are on Applehead Sony. I'm Craig Harris, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, the Gaia Star Band.
Yeah, what a pleasure. This was the easiest album that we've done. It's not have to go back into the studio and make anything and do anything and
do a million overdubs.
Yeah. So
it's real. it's real. It's authentic and it's straight from who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Who we are.
Applehead Sony.
One day, little Lolita, sweet Lolita, she just caught, she caught Ebenezer's eye, and he just looked right at her, and she blushed, and, oh yeah, my sweetness, may I give you some chocolate, this is my special kind.
That for a while, and I told Bob I had a dulcimer. He goes, really? Let me take a look at it. So he takes it out and he's like, why don't you play something with it? So I started playing with it and he's like, yeah, we should record something.
Yeah, wasn't Smile the first thing?
Yeah.
Smile and Happy I Am.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very inspiring instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the ultimate playground when you have a pretty drone instrument like that that's working in one key, in a drone key, and I can just, at that point, it's just the world's my oyster. I can take it anywhere and recontextualize it in any fashion.
Yeah, well, you certainly do that. Bob is not only an incredible piano player and composer himself, but he's also a master as a recording engineer. So he's actually the one who recorded all of these tracks, tweaked them, and then presented it as an individual radio show. So then we got to go back and say, okay, we want those. And then he put them all together. Of course, Craig and him listened for hours figuring out this and that. But thank you, Bob. You're an incredible creator of good sound.
Thank both of you. It really is a community, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Thank you, Craig, for making those connections and keeping the beat. Thank you for listening to the Gayest Star Crystal Radio Hour. Miriam Massaro, your host, with Robert Sherwood and Craig Harris, weaving pathways deep inside your mind and your heart. your soul, helping you.